we're spending $205 million from a federal fund earmarked for oil and gas. So again, it wasn't there to help with health care. It's not coming from the Treasury per se. Plus the fact that when you talk about the royalty relief, some is better than none. And we faced the possibility of nothing. We are going to get money back in royalty. We're going to get money back in taxation. We're going to get money back from the indirect jobs and the direct jobs that come from this. So I think it's a really good move for this province. We've minimized risk. We've protected the future. We've saved jobs, and we're using the resource in the best interest of the province. So we're pretty happy with what we were able to achieve through everybody's hard work and with the partners. I think we're setting a precedent where oil companies or any kind of company is going to come in and say this is a government that sets their position and stands by it. And as the Premier said, we're not going to bend down. We're going to work with companies. So I am absolutely not worried about any negative precedent. I think we have set a positive precedent. And I think we've sent a message here that we will take a position. We will be firm. We will be fair. But when we draw the line is there. The contact I had last night was with Suncor, who have indicated what they are doing in terms of upping their equity stake. But I do know that as to the remainder of the partnership, which is being restructured, I think they had to go through some internal work in terms of shareholders, boards. So I don't even know that yet. That's a part of, like, again, I'm trying not to get too far ahead, because even though this is a great day, there is work left to be done. There's paperwork left to be done. We think it's going to be a couple weeks. So that'll come in due course, but I don't have that knowledge to share.
Can you provide any more detail on what exactly the hang-up was in getting us to this point?
You'd have to talk to the companies. Again, they were the ones that had to figure out the partnership structure. But I would point out, you know, I don't think this is an odd thing when we're talking about multi-billion-dollar projects, tied in with the fact that, you know, you're talking about public funds. It has a certain amount of tension with it. I think this is pretty normal in any kind of high-stakes negotiation. Certainly, we did everything we could to be supportive. I think that's been proven here now. But I don't think this is different than many other, you know, sort of complex deals where it takes time and never gets done as fast as you want. But in the end, sticking to it means that you do come out with something positive. We've signaled to the industry that we want to work with them. We signaled to the workers that we want to work with them. But there's a lot of work ongoing as it relates to where do we want to be in 10 years, 20 years, far past when any of us are going to be here. We do want to establish something that positions this province in a good way. We have amazing assets here. We just want to make sure that they're, you know, we want to make sure any deals, any work is done properly. Is that work done yet on our part? No, we're still in the listening, in the, you know, assessing phase. So there's a lot to come yet, but it's exciting. I'm excited. It's amazing that, you know, that the opportunities that we have here. A lot of times when you're inside there, you know, it's negative, negative, negative. And when you're sitting in the office, surrounded by a bunch of people that are working really hard, surrounded by the Premier and the Minister, who, like, we're seeing there's a lot of positive here. Doesn't mean we don't have challenges. Of course we do. But there's a hell of a lot to look forward to. And a lot of that sits within the department. And I'm really lucky to just be there and be a part of it.